Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy of ascension and awakening in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we are going to talk about the energies of this Scorpio full moon. And we're going to talk about the Pleiades and the Pleiadian alignment. So the Pleiadian alignment happens twice a year. It happens in May and in November. So in May, it's kind of like the new moon of the Pleiadian energy. And in November, it's like the full moon, so it's like the height of the energy. If you are drawn to the Pleiadian energies, stick around. We're going to talk about those energies as well, which are very healing, very activating, and very high vibrational energies. This Scorpio full moon, it is happening at 22 degrees of Scorpio, and Scorpio is the polarity of Taurus. So the sun is in Taurus. We are still in the lunar cycle of Taurus, of Iyar, which is the month of healing. And it's a very potent month. There's been a lot of shifts that I've noticed in terms of karmic lineage, ancestral healing, healing that has to do with abundance, with resources, with money, healing that has to do with the heart. So there's a lot of energy that is, this cycle is all about clearing and purifying and really healing and activating those parts of you that have felt a little bit maybe out of sync or out of union. This is the perfect cycle to work with these energies to get you back on track. This moon is happening on the 12th of May, 2025. And it is happening at 9:56 a.m. in the Pacific on the West Coast, 12:56 on the eastern border of the United States, and 6:56 Central European Time, which is 1:56 in the UK and Ireland. So, oh my God, I love the number 22. Let's dive into the significance of 22. 22 is a master number. It is a number that is associated with divine union, with manifestation, with deep wisdom, with Mary Magdalene. It is the number that is just, it's one of my favorites. My other favorite is 7 because it's all about initiation. And I was born in a 7 month. So 7, I love the 7. But 22, it's a number of receptivity. So it is the 2, which is duality, but it's deeper than duality, because it's duality coming into union. So it is that energy of unifying polarities amplified. It is the energy of wisdom. And so the number 2 is related to the Beit, which is the first letter of the Bereshit, the beginning of the Genesis story. So it's the first letter of the creation story. Beit is the 2. It is also that home, that womb, that dwelling place, that indwelling presence. And it is a potent time to really do this work, to go within. Because Scorpio also wants you to go within and to go deep. Scorpio is the fieriest water sign out of all the water signs. Cancer, Pisces, there are levels of wateriness. Pisces would probably be the wateriest of them, the dreamiest, the more like in the realms of the unseen. Cancer is a bit more grounded. And Scorpio is just fiery. Deep alchemy, deep transformation. Scorpio energy in the shadow can hold a lot of darkness and hold a lot of grudges. So there's a lot of that resentment, grudge energy that needs to be cleared, because it's something that distorts the pure energy of Scorpio. Scorpio likes to go deep. Scorpio is an adept at the mysteries. But the key to entering the mysteries is to be willing to surrender. So this moon is about the ultimate alchemy. 22, moon is in Scorpio. The sun is in a conjunction with Uranus. So the solar self is really being pushed to awaken, to reach deeper and deeper levels of consciousness that heighten your ability to transcend and transform in this world. Because Uranus is the planet of Kundalini awakenings. Kundalini is the energy of creation, but there is the energy of creation that is within you, which is your own sexual creative force, your own Kundalini, but there is also the Kundalini of the celestial realms. There's the Kundalini of the earth. So it is in the fusion of the celestial Kundalini, the celestial creation energy, and the fusion of our energy in the heart space where we can truly awaken and live a transcendent experience, live a grounded spirituality, live a spirituality that is your soul expressing itself through your human form. This moon also is about mission. It is about the dragon energies, celestial, earth, and your body. It is about expansion and awakening, a deepening of our spirituality, as I mentioned, and it's all about transformation. The shadow of a Scorpio energy, and we have to talk about this because we need to know the difference. We must exercise discernment. The shadow of Scorpio is to be secretive, to be manipulative, to be toxic, really, to basically want to control and to manipulate. That control and that manipulation, that using, in a lot of ways, I see Scorpio shadow energy as a misuse of the sexual creative energy, because it's a channeling of the sexual creative energy in order to control, to dominate, to subjugate. Not in order to free and liberate ourselves. It always is about what am I doing to control the external. So we must be aware that whenever we are utilizing and harnessing our Kundalini, our sexual creative energy, and we're channeling it to an egoic purpose, we want the biggest house on the block because that's going to show our mother or our father or our family that we have made it. We want the most money in the bank. We want to basically drive the flashiest car and have all the bling and all the stuff. Why? Because if it is to fulfill an egoic desire, if it's in order to compare, to control, to manipulate, to dominate, to subjugate, all of that is never going to be enough. There is never going to be enough resources. There's never going to be enough of anything, of love, of abundance, because the way that we are channeling that energy, the seed is not pure. And this is where the true nature of Scorpio comes in, because Scorpio has the power to alchemize the deepest, darkest wounds, the deepest, most awful parts of us that we don't want to face. But Scorpio, Pluto, and Mars, because Scorpio is ruled by Pluto in the modern astrology, but in biblical astrology, it was ruled by Mars. So these energies are deep and strong and fierce and very powerful. And it's not to be taken lightly. So this moon is preparing us for a deep rebirth, a deep transformation, an understanding of our true nature. I mentioned in the episode where I talk about the energies of the Taurus new moon, I mentioned that abundance is what everyone seeks, but no one wants to do the work. And I mentioned that it's in that inner work that the magic and the sustainability of our creations can flourish. This is what Scorpio is showing us. Scorpio is here to show us that we must develop the inner wisdom and fortitude to transcend, transform, and alchemize whatever is happening around us, whatever has happened to us. It's time to stop playing the victim card. We can sit here till we're all blue in the face, talking about how that person did that to me, it's that person's fault, it's this is the reason I don't have what I need. We can point fingers all day, every day, and nothing will change. Nothing will change because we are giving our power and our sovereignty away to that story, to that program, to that ancestral karma, whatever it is. If we are not willing to face it, we are not going to shift, we are not going to transform, we're not going to evolve. If we want to continue playing the victim and playing passive-aggressive bullshit games, I don't care how many vegetables you eat, nothing's going to shift. Your vibration shifts because of your consciousness, because of your courage to stare death in the face and have those tower moments. Those moments where your entire world is crumbling down and you have absolutely no idea what is going on. You don't know why the rug has been pulled out from under you, but you're still believing, you're still having faith in the divine and the fact that the divine has your back and that all of this is happening for a reason, because it's all about our perspective. That's how we shift, that's how we evolve, that's how we embody our soul essence. It's, are we going to play the victim card, or are we going to say, no, I chose this, and I chose this because I knew that I would be able to transform and transcend this. Those are two very, very different ways of viewing a same situation. One keeps us stuck in karmic loops and cycles, in patterns of scarcity, of lack, of limitation, of a power struggle, a distorted power struggle. The other liberates us. The other empowers us because we know that ultimately we are the one that is responsible for how we channel our sexual energy, our creative energy. And in our society, we've been taught that it's okay to sleep around, it's okay to be, you know, to basically be giving it away. It's okay, porn is fine, and you know, it doesn't matter how many partners you have. On an energetic level, it does matter, particularly if you are a woman, because energetically, when you link in on that intimate level with another person, you are exchanging energies. You are merging your energetic field and all of your baggage and all of your traumas and karmas and all of your stuff with that other person's. So if that other person is just as screwy as you, we're going to have a problem, because we take on the energy of other people, even in a conversation, even when we are deciding to, you know, react negatively to something someone posted on social media. We're engaging in an energetic exchange. And when it's intimate, it's that much more powerful. So over time, if one does not clear this energy from our womb space, and men, you have a womb space too, your energy becomes erratic. It becomes diluted. It becomes confused because you've taken on other people's stuff and your creative energy no longer knows what's what. And so it's going to create with whatever is there, and it's going to create chaos. So as much as it's not about judgment and it's not about, you know, well, you shouldn't do this because it's a sin. No, that's nonsense. It's not about that. It's about having the awareness and the level of consciousness to go into whatever choice you decide with your eyes wide open, knowing that you will engage in that dynamic and you will take on whatever stuff you want to take on. So if you want to take on other people's stuff and continue doing that in perpetuity throughout the universe, that's fine. But we should do that with full awareness and responsibility of what will happen when all of that energy goes a little nuts and wacky. So your creative energy is so powerful. It's so powerful, and this is exactly why the society is structured the way it is, because it is structured to suck away your power. It is structured to siphon your energy, to leave you drained, confused, dazed, and in a constant loop, repeating the same cycles. Because there are industries that profit off of your not respecting and honoring your creative energy. And there are industries that basically teach us that as a woman, you are not worthy. Because, well, you know, you're not tall enough, you're not skinny enough, you're not thick enough, you're not whatever enough. So we devalue our beauty and our essence. We give our power away again and again and again. And Scorpio, this moon, has the ability, the energy to be able to illuminate us as to where we are continuing to give our power away. Where are we not being sovereign? Where are we not in union? Where are we creating chaos as opposed to creating with love and with union? From a heart-centered space, how are we utilizing the divine nature of ourselves? Because we are aspects and emanations of divine presence, of God, Goddess, Alaha, Source, whatever you want to call it. We are emanations of the divine. We were created in the image of the divine. The divine creates, so do we. We can choose to do this creation bit unconsciously and just create with the chaos that is in our wombs, or we can choose to consciously clear the waters of our womb, alchemize and liberate, let go of what does not serve us, let go of the programs, of the toxic patterns, of the relationship issues. Because in any relationship, you chose to play the role that you chose, and that other person chose to play the role of that person. So you both can have the experience of the relationship that was had. So, in essence, there is no right or wrong. There is no one person that's the devil or evil. You know, I mean, there are evil people. But in a relationship, you both consciously entered into that agreement. So there is no victor. There is no loser. There is simply an exchange that happened to learn the lesson. The question is, have you learned that lesson? Have you evolved to a space where you can understand the agreement that was entered into and why you personally needed to experience what you experienced? When we can understand, not in the mind, because it's not a mind thing, it's a heart thing. When you can understand in your heart that every interaction is a sacred agreement you entered into, whether you played the villain or you played the victim, it doesn't matter. You entered into it so you can experience, have that experience, and so you can learn from that experience. So what have we learned? And how are we employing the wisdom that we have learned through our experiences? How are we employing it to create more beauty, more harmony, more love, more union, to create more abundance, to create a stable framework within which our soul can express its mission? Saturn, Neptune, North Node are trining the moon. The moon represents your soul incarnated in the body, Neptune, your soul in its infinite nature, Saturn, the planet of restriction, but also the planet of abundance and the planet that marks time, and the North Node, our mission. So we have a fortuitous energetic alignment, which is a trine, that is pointing us in the direction of deeper awareness of our soul mission and purpose, the fulfillment that comes from being on our path that has nothing to do with the ego. Because you can go along with the ego and the programs therein that come with the ego, but that is not going to lead anyone to fulfillment. It doesn't lead to creation, because your mission, your purpose, is to embody your soul, to live the soul through your incarnation. Your soul is always connected to the divine realms. There is no separation. Your soul knows that it is divine emanation in a human form. It knows that you chose everything, that you entered into this soul contract, that you were going to live and have these experiences, so your soul and the divine could expand creation through that experience. And it all comes down to alchemy, harnessing our true power, that self-mastery, because it's not power in the distorted sense. It's that mastery over yourself, that ability to transcend and transform and constantly rebirth. We have the ability to empower ourselves to heal with this moon. We have the ability to have wisdom revealed to us. Noon created, the Aramaic frequency Noon created Scorpio. And Noon is the fish, the cosmic yoni, the cosmic womb. So in order to awaken this wisdom, this cosmic wisdom, we must align with the wisdom within. We must align with the men, with the waters of creation. And the water, again, water energy, brings in purification. It brings in healing. It brings in abundance. It brings in fertility. It brings in flow. We must learn how to flow, how to align. and have the discernment to know what we are aligning to. Because we can listen to the same song on repeat, and if the song says, I'm going to buy myself flowers and I can do for myself, then my dear, you're going to be by your damn self. Because that's simply the way you're programming your experience. You're programming your experience to buy your own stuff. And you think that that's empowerment. But then we want to cry because we don't have a mate. Having a mate, having a beloved, having a partner, there is nothing more profound and transformative than to be able to be in a relationship, be it romantic or otherwise, because it is through our interactions with mirrors, with other souls, that we can see ourselves more clearly and transform what needs to transform. And enjoy being human. We are here to have a human experience. The soul is here to have a soul experience through your human form. So how do we align more deeply with this soul, with this infinite self that you are, and allow that to guide us? Allow that infinite part of you to show you what you need to see. During this moon, we also have, on the heels of it, is coming the Pleiadian alignment. The Pleiades are in the eye of Taurus, constellation in the eye of Taurus, seven major stars, and it's the Pleiades have a very, very high dimensional, high vibrational frequency. They are about wisdom and love and beauty and healing, deep transformation, particularly of the feminine. And the feminine creation energy has to do with water, has to do with our ability to channel our creative energy. So we have the full moon in Scorpio at 22 degrees, a master number that has to do with the divine feminine, with deeper awakening, with deeper wisdom, with expansion and manifestation in Scorpio, with the Pleiadian alignment that is all about healing and transformation and divine feminine wisdom and expansion, ascension. Uranus is conjunct the sun. So everything that we need to get ourselves to the next level, the divine is serving up. The universe is serving it up. It's like, hey, here are the alignments. This is the energy. Work with it. So it's time to work with it. Work with the tools that we have been given. Because it's pointless to just cry about, well, I don't have this. I don't have that. But look at what you do have. What you do have is what's going to get you into the realm of attracting and manifesting that other level that you say you want. And then there will be another level, because we are constantly in that alchemical process. The more we create union, the more we unite polarities within us, the more we bring light and love and healing to those parts of ourselves that we've felt guilt and shame around, the more that we will elevate our consciousness. And I do want to share this, since we are in the Taurus lunar cycle, and Taurus rules the second house, which is about money, values, resources. Scorpio rules the eighth house, other people's money. I want to say this. There is a lot. This moon is in the fourth house. So the fourth house has to do with your family and your ancestral lineage. Scorpio has to do with the karma of collective, the humanity as a collective. So there is a lot of there's a huge opportunity to transform deep ancestral wounds and karmas. If you come from a family, whether you're English, whether you're Spanish, whether you're Irish, whether you're American, it doesn't matter. Your lineage did some shit. Period, end of story. All of that stuff that we carry in our DNA, we have the ability to clear and heal. And blocks that have to do with abundance, with fertility, with creation, with resources, those blocks have roots in past lives and in ancestral karmas and traumas. Many of us, if not all of us, at one point in time or the other, a family member stole some land, stole some gold, or plundered whole continents, or kicked out the Sephardis from Spain, or all of the above, or burned and torched houses in Scotland. Doesn't matter. All of our lineages contain these programs, and these programs make us feel unworthy and unsafe with money and resources. They make us feel guilt and shame, and they make us feel unworthy of experiencing true safety and abundance when it comes to our resources, when it comes to our house, when it comes to our finances. So this moon is a game changer if you want to basically kick your lineage, kick that lineage karma to the curb. We have the profound ability to transform. Now, going on that journey to do that, you will feel things and you will experience things and there will be pains in the body. However, it will be worth it, because when you can liberate, when you can identify and face down those shame, those shameful events. Because if I told you that one of your ancestors basically stole all the silver and all the gold from this indigenous tribe, you would feel a lot of shame. I know I do, and I would. Like, there would be a lot of shame attached to the idea of having more than enough, of having enough of a safety net to not be living paycheck to paycheck. So there is stuff in the collective karma that is coming up to be healed. There is colonialism that is coming up to be healed. There is so much that we have the ability to transform as a humanity, as a collective, when we stop pointing the finger and we stop thinking that we are better than anyone else. Because I hate to break it to you, no one is better than anyone else. We are all the same sparks of the divine, divine essence, having this human experience. Some of us are doing it maybe, perhaps, better than others. But are we really doing it better than others? Because we don't know what that soul's been through. We don't know what they're learning or what this is evolving into. We can't. There's no way we can know. So the more that we can keep our judgment to ourselves and really honor the light in every person, every situation, every interaction, the more we can feed that alignment to the infinite cosmic source of creation, the more easily we will transcend and transform whatever is going on in our lives, be it relationship-wise, be it money, be it resources, be it job, be it whatever. Every single one of us has the opportunity to harness this energy and to do the purification and the clearing. And by purification, my teacher explained this beautifully, Anna. She mentioned that purification is not, it's not what we think it is. Purification has to do with coming back, and I'm I'm definitely not explaining this the way she did. So purification, this is how I embodied it. Purification has to do with returning to your core essence, returning to your pristine, unfucked around with soul, returning back to that essence, to that soul that is infinite, expansive, returning back to our primordial essence, that of divine essence, divine flow, divine source. And I really, really like that, because that's really what we're here to do. We came here to embody and incarnate, forget our infinite selves, experience limitation on goodness. Like, Earth is like the extreme school of limitation. So we can remember who we are and our true nature, our primordial essence, as emanations of the divine and co-creators of this world. And with that comes that responsibility to transform and transcend and to continue the work of creation, the work of manifestation, the work of bringing in, channeling, embodying, and sharing the light of the divine. So it's a potent moon. You may experience a lot of heightened emotions. You may experience a lot of stuff and aha moments, stuff coming up that you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that whoa. And all of it is good. So don't get all, you know, like, oh my God. It is that deep and it's not that deep. Because if it's coming up, it's coming up because you are more than capable and more than ready to transform and transcend. It's simply a choice that we have. Are we going to evolve to that next level? And the earth and the plasma rays and the solar winds and the geomagnetic storms and the alignments, all of it is pushing us in the same direction. Choose your alignment. Focus on your mission. Really align to the divine and exercise discernment. Exercise the ability to be the ultimate alchemist, to rebirth yourself, to transform into a leveled up inner iteration that brings in and channels and shares more light and inspires more light to be awakened in the collective. No easy feat, I know. But it's a powerful time. Like, this moon has me really excited. And there's so much that needs to be done. However, it's all perfect. So I'm just going to go with this energy, and that's pretty much it. It really is. I gave you the proper breakdown of the energy so we can really evolve, because it really is like it's a choice that we have. We're either evolving to the next level, choosing to go on this journey, or we're not. There is no right or wrong. It's whatever your soul signed up for. So let's be less judgy with ourselves. Let's love ourselves more, nurture and support ourselves more. Drink plenty of water during this moon. These energies are potent. I've had to take naps because, yeah, it's been real with the energy. Like, it's been very, very intense. And I normally feel it before it happens. Probably because I'm here teaching and making sure that other people are like, okay, this is what's coming. So I get to feel it first, which is not always a good thing. It's not always a good feeling because it's like, you're like, what's happening? But it is what it is. It's what I signed up for. So we're going with it. Enjoy this moon. Allow it to illuminate those parts of you that need that union, that need that catharsis, that rebirth, and take full responsibility for all aspects with love and with grace, and enjoy the ride. It's a beautiful energy, very potent, very powerful, very deep and mysterious. But we've done this, like we've done this for lifetimes, so we got this. I am wishing you a beautiful full moon, a wonderful Pleiadian alignment. So the way that you can align with the Pleiadian energies, you can do the sound activation, because in the sound activation, I call in the Hathors, I call in the Pleiades. But the other way you can align with the Pleiadian energies is you can choose to meditate. I would meditate, let's see, early morning or late night. I would meditate and just sit and breathe into the heart space. And from the heart space, just feel your heart expand. Then breathe into the womb space. Feel the arc line of the womb expand. And just feeling your heart fill up with infinite love. And as you're feeling the golden rays of the divine coming in, connecting you to the core of the earth, fusing you with the light of the Gaia and bringing that energy up. And then in your heart, just breathe and choose to call in the Pleiadian energy. So envision an icy blue light and call in the Hathors, call in the Pleiades. Wisdom to flow through you. And if you have a question, you can ask a question, or you can just receive and be bathed in the love, because Pleiadian energy is truly pure love and healing. You can just be bathed in that light. You can also do the sound activation that I did for Pleiadian alignment. Your sound activation, I can link that in the show notes so you can visit that. And I think I also did a video on YouTube, but I can't remember. Okay, if I did that, I will link it below. But you can do that to also connect with the Pleiadian energies, because the Pleiadian energies from the 14th through the 24th of May, very, very powerful time to meditate and align with the Pleiades. Because the Pleiadian civilization has a lot of wisdom to really share with us. So that would be really beautiful. I think I'm going to, if I haven't done a video sharing a meditation, I will upload one. I don't know how, but I'm going to figure that out. Because I will be traveling, which is why we're on a bi-weekly situation right now. Because I will be on pilgrimage. But I do want to do that for you guys if I haven't. Actually, I do want to do a new one, because I really feel that the energies have upgraded within me, so the space that I hold is much different. So please feel free to check out the sound activation for the Pleiadian alignment. I will link that below. Check out the sound activation for this full moon Pleiadian alignment in Scorpio, and have a blessed full moon. Really enjoy this time. And I will see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. Follow me on the social media at Aurea Lara, at Embodying the Shekhinah. Website is sophianiccreation.com. You can listen to the podcast episodes anytime you want on there for free as well. And YouTube at Aurea Lara. So be sure to reach out, give me a holler, say hi. Let me know how you received this. And I will see you in the next episode. Have a blessed, blessed full moon and Pleiadian alignment. Ahava.